So in preparation for Chanukah and for the rest of our lives, we entered into the sugya of Taharis Einayim, Shmiris Einayim. But in this kuntras, this maimer from Rabbi Tzimayer, he prefers to use the term Taharis Einayim, which I also like very, very much, that term Taharis Einayim. That's something that we have a she'ifa to grow in that way of Taharis Einayim, purifying our way of looking at things, purifying our eyes, which, as we spoke a little bit about last 2 weeks ago, that's the whole inyan of Ein Lona Rishus L'Shtamesh Bem Elul Arayisim B'Levadin. The Devi Chaim and other tzaddikim explained, because it's a magid, that this time of the year, especially, there's a tremendous siyata d'shmaya to work on our eyes, on how we look at things. So what we began, I hope you have it, we're on page Zayin, Taharis Einayim. We began with the pasuk, Tana b'ni libcha li ve'einecha drachai titzarna. Tana b'ni libcha li. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just want us to keep his mitzvahs. That's itself a great accomplishment. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants us to give him our hearts. And let your eyes watch my ways, to guard my ways. And Chazal, that's from Mishlei, from Shlomo Melech, and Chazal have taught us that if a person is able to give his heart and his eyes to Hashem, well, we're going to be learning what that means. So then, Hashem says, then I know, Ani Yodea Sha'ato Sheli. Then I know that you're one of my, I know that you're one of mine, that you're mine. If you can give your heart and your eyes to me, then you're mine. And that's what we say in Kriya Shema every day. The inverse of that is that you could have a person that is observing mitzvahs and learning Torah and davening, but the heart and the eyes are straying, are not in the right place. And even though that person certainly gets rewarded for every mitzvah he does and for every word of Torah that he learns, but it's missing that relationship, that connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I've when it comes to these things, the mashal of marriage is always the clearest and the one that hurts us most, but it's easy to understand the mashal. And I've had this conversation over the years with so many couples where you could have let's say there's a husband that he's not much of a breadwinner. He doesn't do so well with parnasa. Okay. He was never so much lich parnasa, and they're always struggling in the house, tuitions and to make the mortgage or to make the rent, and they're never able to have. And the wife is very bitter over the years how everything's a struggle, but she's a good woman and she goes on with the relationship. And then you have a husband that occasionally loses his temper, doesn't have the finest midas necessarily, or a husband that doesn't get up every single day to go daven. He's not necessarily so committed to having a seder and learning. And all of these are things that this wonderful woman didn't expect when they were married. She was looking forward to all of the above, a good parnasa, to be taken care of in a b'kavadik way, to have a husband that goes to shul, that has nice midas, that is a good father. But what I'm watching over the years is that all of these things, if it's hard, but a chash of a woman will be able to deal with. But the second that that woman finds out that her husband's eyes are not where they should be, in other words, if that wife finds out that her husband is, God forbid, looking at the wrong things on the phone, she says, "That's it, I'm done. Ad kan. Now I'm finished." So the chilek, so the husband can say, "But I understand. I've been upsetting you and hurting you for the last 30 years. And we fight, whatever, you yell at me, and I try to defend myself. And then somehow we've made our marriage, we've made it through all of these years of marriage. And I did one, you saw one thing on my phone, and you want to go to Bezdin already, and it's finished, and you don't want to stay with me anymore, because I did one, I slipped up, you know, with this Indian." But that's what it is. Because all the other things, the learning is not, the davening is not, it doesn't have such gewaltige midas, the parnosa is not so, and all the stuff that's on the ksuba that he promised her, she goes on. But the moment that she feels that the eyes and the heart are no longer hers, are not exclusively hers, then she wants out. I'm just saying, this is what I'm having these conversations all the time with people. Then she really wants to go. She says, I can't be in this relationship. So that's a mashal. It's a mashal that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Listen, I work with you. We're in this relationship. I understand. Some days I get a nice mincha. Sometimes it's not such a good mincha. Sometimes the benching is better. Sometimes not so good. Sometimes you're not so careful with muktzah. Listen, try to work on all of these things. But as long as I feel that I have your heart and your eyes, our relationship is still a relationship. But and that's the meaning of tna b'ni libcha li ve'necha drachai titzarna. And that's what Chazal say. If you give me these two things, ana yoda da'atli, if at least I know that your eyes and that your heart are mine, then you're mine. But if your heart and your eyes are not, then the relationship is not a relationship. And we learned 2 weeks ago, the Ravid brings this, and we'll see many, many more of the Rishonim. So on page Zion, the paragraph, the first, where it begins with the Bevadai, She'ein b'dvarim elu klolim. Bevadai she'ein b'dvarim elu klolim. We don't have in this Inyan a Shulchan Aruch. We're going to learn in a few weeks, we're going to learn some halachas about this, some dinim. What exactly in halacha, what are the guidelines, what are the gedarim of Shmir Zainayim in halacha? Well, we'll go through, but there's no Shulchan Aruch on this. It's not, we don't have a simon in Shulchan Aruch on Shmir Zainayim. K'moshe b'chol inyonim shel avodas Hashem, ein klal, kol yachadu olam molei la'atzma. Every person is an olam molei, is a world. K'mvu b'chazal k'doshim b'fad b'inyonim shel Shmir Zainayim, Shem is a shum klal. We don't have in this inyan of Shmir Zainayim clear guidelines. Kol yachid shayna, everybody's different. There's some people who their eyes are very, very, very sensitive. And if they see something that they shouldn't be seeing, it throws them completely off. And there are others who are less affected by what they see. And Kol Gil showing everybody's different. And then during our life, there are different ages, different times. Kol Tkufa Shaina. And in that person's life, he goes through different tkufas, different times. But even though we don't have specific halachas and klalim when it comes to these things, it's not clear, still everybody himself, each person himself knows that there are certain things that when he looks at those things, it ruins him. there are certain places that he knows that he shouldn't go to. There are places that he shouldn't go to. This is from Tavshin. This is from Tavshin Sama. So this is from a couple of years ago already, this maimor. We're going to learn a few other maimor from him. But then it was still going places was in a car or by foot or by train or by plane, but now going places on one's phone and so on. A person knows that when he goes to that place, a certain place, it's not good for him. All different person, each person knows. Each person knows himself that there are certain things that he looks at and he doesn't feel good about it. And it brings him down from a place of tahara. And no one could tell him, no one knows exactly what's going on in his head, in his heart, and how he's affected by things that he sees. Could be a person is in a tzibur, and in that tzibur that there's certain people that he knows that he shouldn't be looking at that. Each person is noila mole. Mikol mishman that tzar libcha. Therefore, the pasuk says that you're at the end of the day, mikol mishman, you're the only one that could guard your own heart and your own eyes, because you're the only one that knows that. You're the only one that knows what's really harming your heart and your eyes, and you have to be a balabas to guard your own eyes and your heart. To run away from those things like a fire. Anything that could bring you down. Right, so now it's Chanukah, and we're passing like Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel means that especially when it comes to in Yonim of Kiddush and Tahara, the klal is Maisef Aharlech, to light another candle and another candle and another candle over the course of our lives to bring ourselves more Tahara, more Kiddush, more Tahara. Kol kamish misroim and bezet sarach yoyse lihizar. And the greater a person becomes, the stronger a person becomes in this area, doesn't mean now you can let your guard down. It's just the opposite. Sarach yoyse lihizar. You have to be more careful. Heinayim niyim yoyse edle un edle. But the eyes become more edle, more and more sensitive. The more sensitive a person becomes, the more careful he has to be. Doesn't mean now that I've worked on Tahar Sinayim, I could let myself go. I could let my guard down. Just the opposite. The eyes have become more edle and more edle. And since those eyes have become more purified to see good things, the more affected they are by things that are not good. Hare'in l'zeh shir. There's no shir. Vein l'zeh soif. Kama nekius yicholos lios einayim shel Yehudi. The shir of how clean the eyes of a Jew can be. Kama kedoshes einayim shel Yehudi yicholos lios. How much kedusha our eyes... How much kedusha we could have with our eyes? La'enei kol Yisrael bereishis bara. The Torah ends with the eyes, right? That's how the Torah ends. The Torah ends with the words La'enei kol Yisrael. She'asomayisha la'enei kol Yisrael. The last words, Hashem's chasima, he signs off. The ne'ila, the end of the Torah is the words La'enei kol Yisrael, before the eyes of the Jewish people. And then we begin right away again, Bereishis Bara Elokim. And as you all know, the thousands of pshatim and all kinds of ramazim, how to connect the end of the Torah, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, with the beginning of the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim. Ha'aschol shekol ha'avoda, the simplest pshat is that Le'enei Kol Yisrael, working on one's way of looking at things, working on one's eyes, that's the Bereishis, that's the beginning of one's Avodas Hashem. That La'enei Kol Yisrael is Bereishis Bara Elokim. The beginning of being a Jew is La'enei Kol Yisrael. That's the beginning. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hatoif Gahoy Ben Ha'inayim Shel Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu left this world with the hope of the dream of lifting up our eyes. To lift up our eyes. La'enika Yisrael. That Jewish eyes should be different than non-Jewish eyes. To lift up our eyes. When I was talking a little bit to the women about Hanukkah 2 weeks ago, so we were discussing some Torah from about Rabbi Eger and other tzaddikim, where we see that the first shidduch that the Torah talks about, the first shidduch, of course we have Adam and Chava, but we don't know anything about that chasana. All we know is that there wasn't a 12-piece orchestra, that's for sure not. But we don't know really anything about that chasana of Adam and Chava. Avinu and Sari Meinu, we don't really know anything about the shidduch either. We don't know anything about what. The first shidduch, where we see the whole shidduch, is Yitzchak and Rivka, right? The first shidduch is Yitzchak, Avinu, Rivka, Imenu. And the Torah reveals to us that the whole shidduch was revolving around one place, where Eliezer came, and then later on also with Yitzchak, but it all revolved around one place. Va'ova hayom el, where? Ha'ayin. The shidduch was made by the wellspring, by the ayin. It's an interesting word, ayin, no? Now, wellspring, the spring of water, ayin is from the word ma'ayan, a ma'ayin. A ma'ayan is a wellspring. But the Torah uses the word ayin, and if you look there, every pasuk is the word ayin. Over and over and over again, the word ayin. Ha'ayna, v'tayret ha'ayna, she went to bring water, ha'ayna, the word ayin. So the tzaddikim explain that we see that the yesod of that first shidduch is ayin. And ayin doesn't only mean a wellspring. Ayin means the eye, what a person sees. Va'ova hayom el ha'ayin. I came today to the well. And the first thing that happens when Yitzchak Avinu and Rivka Imenu meet, the first thing that happens is Vatechas, she right away covers her eyes. So we have Vaychasna, we have the Bedek, and right away she covers her eyes. She covers her eyes. And what we were learning from the Tzaddikim, in that she was talking about Chanukah and eyes, and Tikkun Ha'inayim, Ela L'rosim Belvad. So Rav Avraham Eger brings what we say in the davening by Nishmas Kol Chai, V'chol Ayin L'cha Titzapa. That V'chol Ayin L'cha Titzapa means that every eye of a Jew is turned to Hashem with hope. V'chol Ayin L'cha Titzapa. So the first zivig is made, the first shidduch is made in Torah, V'ova Hayom El Ha'ayin. And the tzaddikim is saying, because when the chasna kala are under the chuppah, and the face of the kala is covered, and the chasna kala standing there, just like Yitzchak Avinu was a person who didn't look at the world with his eyes opened, he looked at the world with his eyes closed. He couldn't see physically. The whole inyan of a shidduch, of a zivug, of a relationship between a husband and a wife is that a person's eyes should be closed to the rest of the world and that their eyes should be connected to each other. Va'ova hayom el ha'ayin. Va'ova hayom el ha'ayin. And Davka Yitzchak, of course, at that point of time he was still able... Well, actually, it's not. Already at that point, you know, so the timing is concerned by the Akedah. Already, he lost his eyesight by the Akedah. So Yitzchak Avinu didn't look at the world with regular eyes. He looked at the world like the tzaddikim say, that way of chalayin lechat tzapa, is to look at something not just for what it is physically, but to look for something beyond what it is physically. And for that, the Sfarim say that you have to close your eyes to see something beyond what it is physically. Not just to look at everything in a superficial way, in a shallow way. So when Moshe Rabbeinu left the world, He was saying the words La'ene Kol Yisrael, and he said that Moshe ben Hatayv Gehayben Haynaim Shel Am Yisrael Oyskerainik. He wanted to purify the eyes of the Jewish people, not to get lost in looking at the world in a low way, just to see things on the outside. But this should be the way that Yitzhak Avinu and Rivka Yemeinu looked at each other. Oyskevashen. What does it mean? Oyskevashen. To wash the eyes, to purify and to wash the eyes. La'ena kol Yisrael braces. Ayah kedeshi beinayim al aderech. It's another remez that we're going to be coming to in the parasha now in Vayeshev. It's another remez. Hachochem ena bereishai. Kedeshi, though, is not talking about kedusha, but it's a remez of kedeshi. Ayah kedeshi beinayim al aderech. I'm not going into the pshat the pasuk is talking about over there with Tamar. It's a whole different story. But the remez that the Sfarim tell us is that if you want to find kedusha in your life, ayeh hakedusha. It's not the pshat. The pshat, I think you all know, is talking about over there. But ayeh hakedusha, he beinayim al haderech, to keep your eyes in the right place. If you want kedusha in your life, then the einayim have to be al haderech. You have to be focused. Your eyes have to be in the right place. And if a person's eyes are in the right place, then he'll live a life of kedusha. Hachacham einav beroshai. So the pasuk says hachacham einav beroshai. The eyes of the wise person are in his head. So Chazal isk, and the eyes of a fool are someplace else. They're on his nose. They're by his pipik. What do they mean? The eyes of the hachacham einav beroshai, and the ksil, and the fool b'choshech halech. That's what it says in pasuk. He walks in darkness. Hachacham eina bereishai. The Alter Rebbe talks about this in Tanya. That hachacham eina bereishai means that the chacham, the wise person, the eyes of the wise person are focused on being inside the head. Bereishai. Hachacham eina bereishai. He doesn't let his eyes wander wherever they want to. Hachacham eina bereishai. Ezo chacham. Hayrois and Noilad. Hainu, Shachacham Mavin Mashanoilad Aldehainayim. Ezu Chacham, it says in Pirkei Avos, Hayrois and Noilad. The simple pshat, of course, it means somebody who was able to anticipate things that are coming. Hayrois and Noilad, he sees things that are in advance, he's able to anticipate. But Hayrois and Noilad means, on a deeper level, a Chacham is a person that understands that. Mashanolad Aide Hainaim, what the eyes are capable of giving birth to, what happens as a result of where a person looks. Haroes Hanolad, when you look at things, that gives birth to certain things in your mind and in your heart. Lachain Ainav Beroshai. Therefore Ainav Beroshai. That's the connection between the Ainai Kol Yisrael and Bereshis. Bereshis is the you know, the Rosh of the beginning. And Bereishis Bar Lakim, Shirosh Avodah Shalo, He Heinayim. So Achacham Einav Bereisho understands that the Rosh, the beginning of one's Avodah Hashem, is Einayim. And that's something we never, I'm not speaking on behalf of everybody, that when we were growing up, there wasn't anything that we were told. We weren't taught about any of these things. We were hoping, our teachers were hoping that at least we wouldn't do the wrong things. We wouldn't behave. I remember when the shul first started, so in one of the shiurim I was talking about, in one of the shiurim, it came up, the union of Shemir Seinayim, Kedusha Seinayim. And one of the chevra was a very smart guy and lived his whole life in yeshiva. One of the guys came over to me and said that he never heard that there's a halacha about what we look at. So I said to him, he says, "Velos Suach Levavah," but he's saying Krishma. He said, "But I didn't know that, I knew that the main thing is that we shouldn't do any averus. I never knew there's an Indian of what I look at." And he learned in yeshivas. He was a person that learned in yeshivas, a smart person. It's not something that was discussed when we were growing up. Kedusha Seinayim, Shemir Seinayim. What does that mean? What's the significance of it? How we're affected by the things that we see? And how could we improve our way of looking at things? How could we improve? It's not just a matter... I know many people think that Shemir Seinayim, that it means, you know, wearing dark glasses or looking down, or that when you have to speak to a woman, that you have to turn aside. Because you think of tzaddikim that you know, and what you've seen by tzaddikim, the madrega of Shmir Seinai. But there are many, many, many madregas till that of how to refine our way of looking at things in the way of Kedusha. How to have a better way of looking. Kedusha Seinai. There's this whole chever from Guard Your Eyes. I really haven't seen I saw some of the material they gave me when they came to speak to me a few years ago. I read some of the materials that they put out, and I think they have something on the computer, Guard Your Eyes. And again, I can't speak about something that I really didn't watch or I didn't see. I just read some of the materials, but I definitely admire the fact that there are some wonderful people out there who are working very, very hard to help Chevra work on this Indian of Kedusha Seinai, of Shemir Seinai. So there is more of a sensitivity now, because the kinds of things, as I mentioned 2 weeks ago, the kinds of things that our eyes are seeing, that our eyes are exposed to, nowadays there was never such exposure to the kinds of things that... So we need to work on it. Shirei Shavadish Lohi Einayim V'mashkiya Karchis B'Shemir Seinayim. And he invests Karchis into Shemir Seinayim. Varma Kosev, and it says, this is in Tehillim, in Kapitlayim Gimel, it says, V'achshavo Ladaz Zois Omol Hu Be'enai. The simple English, David HaMelech says, V'achshavo Ladaz Zois. So I applied myself to understand this. V'achshavo. Lachshov. I applied myself. I'm working, I'm trying to understand what? Zois. This. Doesn't say what it is exactly. When you look in the capital, it's not so clear. What does it mean, Zos? This is connected to Zos Chanukah, the Sfarim bring this pasuk. So the last day of Chanukah, which is a day of tshuva, a very strong day of tshuva, especially in this Inyan. So V'achshav alada Zos, and it says, Omol hu be'enai. But Omol means what? What's Omol? Omol means hard work, right? Amelus. Omol means work. Achshav alada zos, omol hu be'enai. It's a hard pasuk. This is the work of my eyes. Omol hu be'enai. So you could just say, like, if you look in the simple, the pshat is that there are certain things that we're trying to understand, and omol hu be'enai, this in my eyes, this requires a tremendous effort. I'm trying to understand when I'm learning this Gemara, and it requires tremendous effort. Or I'm trying to understand, if you look there in the context, why is it that good people are suffering? Why is it that there's so much sorrow in the world? Amal hu be'enai. This is hard work for my eyes. What I'm seeing in the world, it's hard. Amal hu be'enai. But Chazal tells us something here. Muvur mechazal hakadoshim me'amagid. From the Mizrach Magid, it's the yard site tomorrow night. Ma'od tzaddikim, another tzaddikim. Sheyesh b'zeh dvar ma'amukim. That the pasuk is talking about something very, very deep. It's not just about trying to understand the things that I see in my life. Sheyesh b'zeh dvar ma'amukim, zois hi ashchina. Chazal tell us that the word zos is always hinting to the shchina. To Hashem's presence, to the Shechina. Zos Yashchina, which is Malchus, which is the Hei Tato, which is the final Hei of the Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. The second Hei is Malchus, it's the Shechina, that's called the Yud Tato. Tshuva, and by now, over the years, many of you have learned that the final Hei of Hashem's name is Tshuva. Is Tshuva, is Tikkun HaMalchus, Shechina, and the Midah of Bina. Bina is Tshuva. It's actually connecting the Midah of Bina to Malchus. Bina to Malchus. Zayin v'Aleph, hu Ches. So the word Zos is a Zayin and an Aleph. That's Zayin and Aleph, of course, is 7 and 1, which is 8. Zayin and Aleph. Ches, Bina, he amida hashminis, as the Zohar Kodesh says. Bina is the eighth mida from Malchus ascending. Bina is the eighth mida going up from Malchus. Zo Aleph al gabe Zayin, which the Zohar says is the remez of like when we say Oz Yosher, the Aleph upon the Zayin, one, the Aleph over the seven. This is connected to the 8 days of Chanukah, as I said, and the eighth day of Chanukah, of Zayis Chanukah. And it's connected also to what? Bismila. On the eighth day, the union of Aleph and Zayin, again, I don't want to go on Kabbalah and Yonim now, but the union of Bina and Malchus. Echad l'malah v'zayin, echad l'malah v'zayin l'malah, shezo ha-bechina shel Yom Kippur, which is the bechina of Yom Kippur, which is the midah of Bina, connecting Bina to Malchus. Zahavoy the shel ha-koyin gadol lifnei v'lifnim, which is the union of the koyin gadol wearing the eight begadim, going lifnei v'lifnim into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Tova ima utukanech tsoyas bina, which is the union of the paraduma and the mother cow cleaning the mother cow cleaning the filth of the baby calf, which is the tikkun of cheta egel. Shezo avoy de shel tshuva. Without going to each of these, which is these are conversations and shiurim we've had many times over the years, but it's all in one sentence, but it's the union of tshuva. Ayin, Zayin, Zayin Aleph, Eight, Bina, Levovo. It says, Yovin, that the heart sees Vishav and returns to Hashem. Tshuva is the union of Bina. Bina means not only to understand, Bina means Lizbonain. Lizbonain means to look at something deeply. Bina. It's the avodah of tshuva. So that's the aleph and the zayin of the word zos, and the sav, hu inyan shel teira and tefila, as it says, v'zois ha-teira. And tefila, the Beis Hamikdash is zois menuchasi, the Beis Hamikdash was basi based tefila. So the sav is learning and davening. Zois chukas ha-teira, zos chukas ha-teira. Mzeu akavana, and this is what the tzaddikim explain on this pasuk in Tehillim, va'achshava ladas zos. I'm thinking, ladas zos. How can I come to this world that's called zos, which means to do tshuva, and to enter deeply into the world of Torah, which is the sof, and tefila, which is the letter sof. How can I come? How can I do that? If I want to enter into that world, I want to enter into that world of tshuva and of Torah and of tefillah. Im roitzel miskarv l'Torah, omal hu be'enai. David Melch is saying, I have to work very hard on my eyes. The beginning of tshuva is taharas einayim. Omal hu be'enai. You cannot truly do tshuva, and you cannot truly understand what you're learning in Torah, and you cannot truly see the mesikus, the beauty of the words of the Siddur, if the eyes are completely detached from the avoda of taharas einayim. If you're not somebody that works on your eyes, v'ach shuva zois, omal hu be'enai. It requires tshuva, requires amal hu be'enai, to be able to look at that Gemara and to understand it in the deepest way, to be able to look in the Siddur and to connect to those words of the davening in the deepest way. The t'nai, Chazal teach us, is amal hu be'enai. You have to work on your eyes. The same eyes that are looking at things that are terribly inappropriate, that are impure and unholy, when those eyes then try to look in the Gemara or to look at Rashi and Tosfos, the eyes cannot truly connect to Dvarim Shebekedusha. Omal hu be'enai va'achshav azois. If I want to do tshuva, if I want to be able to come to Zeis HaTorah, if I want to be able to come to the Avoda of Tefillah, then the Pasuk is saying, David HaMelech is saying, Omal hu be'enai, I must work on my eyes. Omal hu be'enai, I have to work on my eyes. Tzarech lamal be'inyin ha'inayim, kemavur b'chida, odom la'omal yulad. And the Chida teaches us that the word omal, ayin mem lamid, is the Rosh Tevis. Omal is the Rosh Tevis. Ayin, the eye. Mem is the Ma'or. Ma'or is the Bris Mila, that part of the body, the Bris. And Lamed is Lashon. So Omal Hu Be'enai means that I have to accept upon myself to work particularly on these three Inyanim. The Ayin, the eye. The Ma'or, which is connected to Kedushas HaBris, Shmiris HaBris, which is what we're talking about, Yosef HaTzadik. That's why by Yosef it says, Ben Poras Yosef. Ben Poras what? Alei Ayin. Alei Ayin. The Avod of Yosef HaTzadik is Ayin. The Avod of Alei Ayin, Oilei Ayin, to have eyes that are lifted up. Yosef is Ben Poras, Alei Ayin, Alei Ayin. It's the Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik. So in order to be a person who is in the sugi of Yosef HaTzadik, you have to be somebody that is omel. Omel, ayin is the ayin, mem is the kedusha sabris, and lamed is loshen, is the tongue. Shmiris haloshen. Kedusha sadibur. Kedusha sadibur. That's the Beis HaMedrash of Yosef HaTzadik. The Beis HaMedrash of Yosef HaTzadik is a Beis HaMedrash of Amelus. Now, we always grew up being told that to be Amelim B'Torah. Because Zayschukas HaTorah actually says, Amelim B'Torah, which of course you have to work hard on all your learning. But what the Tzaddik is explaining here, and what the Svarim are telling us is, that if you want your learning, your Torah, your Tshuva, your Tefillah, if you want to take it to the next level, to a much higher level, then you have to think about this Amelus, Ayin, Ayin, Mem, Mo'or, which is the Bismillah, and Lamed, which is to guard your tongue. That's the Beis HaMedrash of Yosef HaTzadik. V'zeu ha'tachlis shel Yehudi b'olam hazeh. And this is the tachlis of a Yid in this world. Adam la'omal yulad, it says in Pasuk. The Pasuk's in Eve. Adam la'omal yulad. Man was created la'omal. So again, in the yeshivas, all we were taught was it means to harv in learning, to work hard in your learning. That's true. But all of the shmuzim were about just Adam la'omal yulad, that you were created to work just on your learning. There are a number of questions you could ask about that. Adam la'omal yulad applies to women too, and women are not chayav to learn. The Amelus here is not just about working hard on your learning. It's working hard and making yourself into a great person that's able to understand your learning in a different way. And in order to become an elevated person, these three areas of Avoda are crucial. Ayin, Ma'or, and Lashon. The Ay, Kedusha Sayinayim, Taharas Sayinayim, Taharas Abris, Kedusha Abris, and Taharas HaDibur, Taharas HaLoshen, Kedushas HaDibur, Kedushas HaLoshen. Therefore, we also see the meaning of Yosef HaTzadik. This we'll talk much more later on to tie all this into the Avod of Yosef HaTzadik. We see the meaning that Yosef was Paisach HaLoimais, that he was able to interpret dreams, and that he learned he knew all 70 Lashainas, and so on. That he was Mesakin, the Loshen. This goes back to what happened by Migdal Bovel, when the Lashonis were all, there was a bilbul of all the languages, and Yosef HaTzadik is, if we see, but Yosef HaTzadik is the only one who has in the Torah a name in another language. What was his name? Tzafnas Paneach. It's a strange thing that the Torah makes a point of that he's a Tzafnas Paneach. And it was the meaning of Tzafnas Paneach, that he was Mesakin, Yosef HaTzadik was Mesakin. Was Mesakin Dibur. The brothers had a problem with this. Leyochlu Dabro L'Sholem. Leyochlu Dabro L'Sholem. The brothers and their madrega, there was a problem with their dibur. V'loyachlo dabroy was I couldn't speak of the tzaddik is Yosef at tzaddik, which is kedushas ha'inayim, kedushas ha'bris, kedushas ha'dibur, and the brothers had davke tainis against them in these inyanim. And it's the whole story of what's going on with the brothers in Yosef at tzaddik is revolving around what we're talking about, this thing that we're talking about. Kedushas ha'bris, taharas ha'inayim, and kedushas ha'dibur. We'll talk more about that in Mitzvah Shem, how it applies to these parashiyos of Yosef and his brothers. Because Reuven, we're going to talk about right now, Reuven is the Inyan of Sin, right? Move up a Chazal Kedoshim Shekolach Me'ashvatim Himekava Shekolach Mesuyim Ba'avodas Hashem. We know that each one of the Shvatim was a Merkava, was a certain Kolach to bring that or of that particular Inyan of that Shevet into the world. Shemei B'chol Yisrael, and we receive from all the Shvatim different Kaiches. Umuva B'nei Yisachar. Reb Tzadik, Mi'od Harbe Tzadikim, Ki Reuven Hu Inyan Shel Re'iyah. Now we know that something happened that Reuven had and Reuven lost it, the Yosef HaTzadik. But Reuven's name means to see. So Reuven is Inyan Shel Re'iyah, Ra'a Hashem, as Le'imenu says. Ra'a Hashem. So Reuven is the Inyan of Re'iyah of seeing. L'chein Reuven Hu HaMekav L'Re'iyah. Therefore, even though there was an Inyan with Reuven, but Reuven brought into our lives the ability to see things in the right way. That comes to us from Reuven. V'yisa b'chazal kadeshim al Reuven, atu b'sachta b'tshuva t'chila. So Reuven was the one that said, "Let's go." Reuven was the one who tried to rescue Yosef at Tzadi. So Chazal say about Reuven, atu b'sachta b'tshuva t'chila. You are the one that opened up this world of tshuva. Ata pesachta b'tshuva tchila. Reuven hu amaschil b'tshuva. Reuven hu amaschil b'tshuva. That's what Chazal say, that tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem l'kecha, that the Navi Hosea is ben Benoi, is a descendant of Reuven, and Reuven is the one that's pesachta b'tshuva tchila. Ata maschil b'tshuva. Ki ascholos ha-tshuva mascheles ba'avodas ha'inayim. Because the beginning of tshuva is the chacham ena berosho, ena kol yisrael bereishis. The beginning of tshuva is tikkun ha'inayim, is working on our eyes. That's the beginning of tshuva. Hascholas ha'tshuva. Therefore, Reuven is the one who began hamaschil b'tshuva. Reuven is the one who began, who tried to turn the brothers in a different direction. He was the one that was maschil b'tshuva. He was the one that began. To lift up the eyes. Many times the Yetzirah confuses us to think that what I look at doesn't make such a big difference. It's not the biggest thing what I look at. The main thing is I shouldn't do anything that's bad, but what I look at is not such a big deal. The Svarm of Chazal teaching us is that that's not true. Hascholas ha'tshuva is the einayim. The bereishis of a person are the einayim. The first thing that went wrong in history, in Gan Eden, was with Adam and Chava. What is the same pasuk? Tavahu le'einayim. That means it's the first michshol in Torah was Tavahu le'inayim, the eyes that saw and wanted something that wasn't a good thing. Tavahu le'inayim. V'za'ata pasachta b'tshuva t'chila. V'zeo degel machna, let's just finish the sentence, to the bottom. And that's the degel machna Reuven, the flag of the machna, the camp of Reuven in the desert. Shunege tamuz of an elul. The flag of Reuven corresponds to the 3 months of tamuz of an elul. And that's why the Indian of Tammuz and Av corresponds to the two eyes. And Eini, the Churban was Eini, Yerda, Mayim. Yerushalayim is the eye of the universe. And the Churban of the Einayim is Tammuz and Av. That's why in Eicha, the Ayin and the Pei are out of order in the Aleph Beis, because by the Meraglim, Ra'u Beinayim that they saw what they spoke about with their mouths. The peh is the mouth. Kedusha se peh. Omru befiyeh mashal aro beinehem. So the ayin and the peh. The ayin is the eye. The peh is the mouth. The meraglim's chait was that omru befiyeh, they said something that they didn't see with their eyes. They didn't report accurately what they saw with their eyes. So the kilkul and eicha is that the ayin and the peh are not in the seder of aleph beis, because the whole churban hamikdash, which is in Talmud and Ov, is the result of kilkul ha'inai, of not looking at the world in the right way, of looking at something the wrong way. How do you mess up your kid? By looking at your kid the wrong way. So, that's it. If you don't touch up your kid the right way, that's how you mess him up. You mess up your child because you don't look at the child the right way. You mess up your Yiddishkeit because you don't look at the Baruch Shalom the right way. You see things in the wrong way. You're looking at things in a distorted way. So distorted, damaged eyesight is the sherish of the kilkel of the Einayim, which brought to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, which the Meraglim is the Ayin and the Pei, Omru B'fiyam Ashla Roa Beinayim. The whole thing, they were supposed to come back and to give an accurate report of what they saw. It's the same thing with me and you. Every single day, at the end of the day, we're supposed to report back to the boss, to the Baruch Shalom, to say, this is what I saw today. This is what I saw today. And to give an accurate report of what I saw in my learning, what I saw in my life, to be able to look at the world in an accurate way. Kilkul ha'inayim doesn't just mean to look at, God forbid it, the disgusting things on the pictures. Kilkul ha'inayim, the beginning of kilkul ha'inayim is to touch up the world in the wrong way. The Meraglim were great people, but they looked at something in a crooked way. They didn't see the world the way that... It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu... It's like when somebody... I'm sorry, I'm a little bit over. I got 2 minutes. It's like when somebody writes something and you read it and you say the whole wrong pshat and what the person meant. And the person said, I never meant that. The way that you and I look at the world, the Baruch Shalom is saying, I created the world, but that's not what I meant. That was the way that you're looking at the world. I never meant it that way. You're reading the world the wrong way. B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Da'asu. Hashem is Baruch, this world is a sefer, like it says in the Sefer Yetzirah. This world is a sefer. Hashem is the sefer. And our lives are the sipur, are the Hashem story. That's us. And the Baruch Shalom is saying that, which the same way the Bamraglam, they touched up, they saw, they looked at things in the wrong way. The Baruch Shalom is saying, you're looking at your life in the wrong way. You're looking at my story the wrong way. You're looking at the sefer. You're looking at the world the wrong way. You're looking at the world the wrong way. I created the world, and I want you to look at the world and to see the world in the way that you should see the world. Your eyes are damaged, and because of that, you're looking at your kid the wrong way. You're looking at your wife the wrong way. You're looking at yourself the wrong way. You're looking at me, God says, the wrong way. And you're looking at things that you shouldn't be looking at altogether. And the way that you look at the world is crooked. It's fakrumt. You're looking at the world in a crooked way. There's somebody in your life right now that you don't like particularly. And I'm talking about a yid that you don't like in your life. And the only reason you don't like him is because you're looking at him the wrong way. And you would argue with that and say, no, I got him. I'm touching him up the right way. It's not true. The only way it's possible for you to not like that person is because you're touching him up the wrong way. Because there's no such thing. Because a Jew is Kaddish Vatar. Doesn't mean he doesn't make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But if you would look at him with Hanukkah eyes, if you would look at him with the right eyes, you would look at him in a deeper way to see there's a reason why this guy is doing all those things that are making you upset. There's a reason why he's doing those things. The same way with your own child. You're saying, it's not my fault, my kid's doing terrible things. My kid's doing bad things. My kid's, God forbid, my kid's doing this affair, that affair. He's not doing the right thing. He doesn't do his homework. He doesn't brush his teeth. He doesn't get up for davening. He doesn't make his bed. He's disrespectful to his mother. He doesn't call his grandmother. Whatever the whole thing is. My kid's all messed up. If you would look at that kid the right way, he wouldn't be messed up. And he knows that you're looking at him the wrong way, but he doesn't know how to explain it. You're touching him up the wrong way. He's not a bad kid. But you're looking at him as a bad kid. He's doing bad things. So you have to look at him in a deeper way. I have to work on my eyes to try to understand this child in a deeper way than I've been understanding him. So that it shouldn't take 20 years and $200,000 by a therapist until finally it dawns on the parent, I think I messed him up. I think that's the reason why. I think, or whatever it is. To look at things the right way. So it's not just Sfasem, it says in many places. It's not just the Meraglim was sent to Eretz Yisrael and they messed up. Every one of us in life is sent on a mission, and along the way you could see things in a very twisted way. So just to end, he says, so the 12 months, yeah, so that's Tammuz and Oven Elul, Kemvura, and therefore Elul is the beginning of Tshuva. Me'ari HaKol Dishkus Yelenim. Kishneim Esrei Chadashim and Negir Shneim Asa Shvatim, Lefi Seder Ad Golem, but Tammuz Maskel Azmani Tshuva, Mashem Shinu Boin. Tammuz is that the Zman, is the Rosh Teva Zman, Tshuva, Mashem Shinu Boin. Tammuz is the beginning of the days of Tshuva getting started. Malchi Zechvein Yishoyf is Rosh Teva's Tammuz. Zekoshul Ruvain, Atu Pasachta B'Tshuva Tchila. So that's Degel Machne Ruvain is Tammuz of an El, which is the Koch of Riyav Seeing. Kas Chol Lekol Zeh Hiavad Zeinayim, because the beginning of Tshuva, the beginning of working on Tshuva, is Ruvain, is Tammuz of an El, is Tikkun Ha'inayim. That's the beginning of Tshuva. Chanukah is to take it to a very, very. That's why the Chasima is Zeis Chanukah. Because Chanukah candles as Tikkun Ha'inayim, therefore the Chesim of Tammuz of El Roshana Yom Kippur, all of that, the Gemara Chesima, the final Chesima, the final Chesima is Zeis Chanukah. Because Zeis Chanukah is the Inyan of Tikkun Ha'inayim. That's the Ikra of Zeis Chanukah. All right, Mitzvah will continue.